Cowabunga. Feels kind of cowabunga.
You was on your back or your...
Yeah, I was on my back. I was on my back.
And you let her raise your legs up?
They wasn't raised. Like, I ain't had to do the cockback shit. Like, I ain't have to do that. I didn't have to do that. That boy that went down there and that thing, turned into... I was like, ooh. wait a minute. That shit dropped a couple of octaves.
I can't do it.
Bro.
I'm going to tap you. I'm going to be like, you got to come back up. Like,
it caught me so off guard, bro.
But I'm not a head person.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying that. Yeah.
So none of that stuff impressed. Like, it could feel amazing, but they also say hamsters in your ass feel amazing. So everything ain't for me.
That's too far.
You know, like, that's what they do in the homosexual community. Like, the hamsters.
Gerbils and shit?
Yeah.
That's actually real?
Yeah.
I thought that was a joke.
Nah, because it scratched, like, the prostate.
I thought that was a joke.
Because they say that's when the orgasms be, like, for dumb, stupid. I don't need to know everything. You know what I'm saying?
So, I thought that was a joke.
Nah. That's why they started doing them anal beads and shit. Because it hit the shit. And everything ain't for... I ain't got to experience everything. Like, nigga, I just nutted. I saw a...
nigga.
I saw an IG story. I don't know. If people don't know. It is after the show?
Yes.
People don't know. On IG, you can copy the links to vids on the story. No, I be saving all of them.
I ain't know that by.
Yeah. So I just had a very good experience off of a regular video. I don't need every feeling.
Speaking of every feeling, nigga, I wish people would have super warned me about CMOS and the way it hypes up your hormones. Cause nigga. The fucking wind blowing me wrong and I be ready. I'm talking my nigga. I catch a little breeze in that bed and I be having a little thin pap. Like, man, what the fuck going on? CMOS is legit.
Yeah.
Like, CMOS is fucking legit. I see the difference in my energy level, like everything, bro. CMOS is that fucking deal.
Man,
like, I feel like I'm 20 something again.
I'm on my second bottle of it. I've been ordering. How much does it cost?
15.
God damn. Plus shipping?
Just 15. I meet her for my shout out to Whitney.
Do she ship?
Mm-hmm. But I meet up here in College Park.
I'm quarantined. I don't be trying to meet no. I be paying 40 for mine. Plus shipping. Yeah, I get shipped out of Texas.
Man, bro. Whitney, 15. 15, bro.
She got like a store or something? Online or something?
I think she got a website. You check it out, yeah. Cause she's does CMOS, other types of like mixes, juices and shit. She sells sage, like all that. Yeah, she legit. She's very legit. I fucks with her. That damn CMOS ain't no damn joke, boy. I've been feeling like damn 06, Rob.
What happened in 06?
Ooh. We don't know if we want to go down that rabbit hole, buddy. 06 was quite the year for me. 06, 07?
My thought years didn't get popping until 2010. Because I was in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
05 to 06. And then I met the love of my life, 06. And then she stomped on my heart.
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't get over to like... like 08. And then that's when I got back with my baby mama. Not in the fucking other chick that I was selling for. And then... my nigga was like, why are you settling? And I was like, because I don't know. I'm just down here. Then I got back with my baby mom for the third time. And she was like, we need to talk. And I'm like, you pregnant, ain't you? She's like, yeah. I said, I know.
You knew exactly when.
I knew exactly when it happened. I knew.
Is it any, like, girls in your past, like, ex-wives or whatever, that you would, like, if they wanted some, if they were free, you were free, you would give it a chance?
To fuck or just...
No. Like, relationship.
From my past?
Yeah.
That I already had a relationship with?
Yeah. Y'all already had a relationship or whatever. For some reason, it didn't work out. But this year's down the line, now we have advanced. She's available. You're available. Y'all reconnect. And the topic of getting back together came back up. Is there any ex you would, like, get in another relationship with? Like, give another a try to?
No.
Not one?
Nah, because most of the women are still playing the game like the way they want it to be played. And I just, I know I can't give that to them.
Okay.
No, okay. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it to them. Because, yeah. Oh, let go to church. No, I'm not going to church. You can go. That's my thing. Like, I want people to be them.
Yeah.
And I can operate around it. And you should be able to operate around me. Like, oh, you believe in Jesus Christ. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I believe in God.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm spiritual as fuck. But if you think I'm about to show up to that motherfucking church on Sundays, no.
I respect it.
And they're going to, you know, they're going to be arguments. So I wouldn't even put them through that. Like, I'll be trying to find people that's on my same level, which is hard, which is why I don't even want to fuck around. Because you're not about to imagine I get involved with a chick that trying to, I don't even want to say decrease where I'm at, but just put me in a space that I've already grown past. I'm a resenter.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
But if she like, oh, I know where you at. But if she say, can you show up me this Sunday? I'm all there.
Okay.
Because I know how to operate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all there for if you need me there. But don't think there's about to be no.
Every Sunday thing.
Nah, I ain't doing that shit. Fuck you.
What do you think about the statement, this generation ain't built on loyalty, it's built on attention?
No, loyalty is a facade, man. Ain't nobody loyal for real, man. Ain't nobody loyal.
But do you think this generation is built on attention? Think about the whole social media aspect of the shit.
I think this generation, all they know is attention.
Mm-hmm.
But they want more. That's why so many issues. Like, that's why Tekashi 6ix9ine is fucking spinning his wheels. This nigga
goat
is. see what I'm saying? That's why I just stay to myself. I don't be bothering nobody. I be chilling.
Goat, young goat, who you know doing numbers like Tekashi? Bye. Come on now.
Michael Jackson.
Besides Mike,
Drake.
Drake can pull 1 million on a live, big dog. Come on now.
Drake will pull. Man, please.
Ain't pulling 1 million on a live, big crazy dog. Come on now.
Crazy.
Come on now. Drake ain't pulling no 1 million.
If Drake jumped out right now and started talking cash shit, he pulling 2 million. You got Drake all the way fucked up. That's so disrespectful.
Drake ain't pulling 1 million, big dog. Crazy. Come on now. Let me hear you say it. Tekashi, goat. Say it with me. Tekashi, goat. Hey, I want to say, fuck you, Kyle Quiro, Queso Dip, whatever the fuck your last name is. This a nigga that went on Twitter and was like, y'all find Jill Scott attractive?
I heard about that, and I'm like, that's some bum ass shit. Like, why are you downing another woman like that?
Out the blue, y'all real deal find Jill Scott attractive?
Yeah.
Like,
and
he was like, oh, I get it. It's an energy thing. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
I don't like that. That shit, nah, man. Like,
what's the fuck? Kyle Quiro, whatever the fuck his name is. It's Kyle at underscore style.
How old is he?
Oh, he a young nigga.
Exactly. So why you speaking on grown folks?
He a young nigga.
Stop talking. Man, everybody just be wanting to say stuff and they don't even know themselves.
You just
said that because the bitch you went to high school with that was a head cheerleader, that who you wanted.
Yep.
And now you making everybody else. Nah, don't do that. Don't be shitting on folk like that. Nah, I ain't with that shit. Nah. That's some dumb shit. I don't care if you don't find her unattractive. Who's speaking on people they don't find unattractive? Exactly.
Fuck out of here.
What I look like trying to find people I don't like and be like, oh, y'all really like her?
Punk ass nigga. Yeah, fuck you, boy. Then he gonna try to come back with an apology. Oh, first and foremost, I would like to apologize to Miss Jill Scott. The topic of your beauty should not have been shared over social media for public discourse. What, nigga? What? It went on. Like, this nigga wrote a 3-paragraph apology.
He got to.
There's truly no excuses or explanations to be made.
Cause Jilly from Philly.
Come on now.
You don't think she got no OGs?
Black Twitter tore his ass ragged.
You don't think she got no OG that the C-Botter?
Plenty of them.
Shit.
Plenty of them.
Don't do that, man. Like, I don't like that shit. Like, if you don't like somebody, that's your preference. But don't nobody need to know that shit.
Punk ass nigga. Yeah, nah, bro. And he deleted that tweet like quick. But that shit had already made its rounds everywhere because Jill Scott started trending. And when she caught wind of her trending and what was going on, she took, of course, the classy Jill Scott way out. And she said, hey, I see I'm trending. Since I'm trending, let me bring light to justice for Breonna Taylor and everything. Like the fucking queen that she is.
Right.
Yeah, fucking punk crazy. Ass nigga, Kyle Queso. What the fuck your name is, man? Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
Why you randomly want to just tear down a black woman like that? Like out the blue.
Yeah, nah. Not here for it. Bitch. Not here for it at all.
Fucking punk ass nigga, man.
My phone been over. Like, my phone been getting hot. And it won't charge good no more.
Hey, man, you just got the juice. You be on that thing too much, bit, dog.
I don't, though.
You be on that thing too much. You got the juice. That motherfucker hot because of that.
I don't know. I just got some feedback from a fan of the podcast. And it just be like, I said on the podcast, they be in my DMs. The men know I be telling. They can't say it. It'll hurt. It'll break up all y'all homes. It'll break up all your homes.
Shit really, like, yeah. The DMs are a wild place. Like, a wild place, nigga. When motherfuckers, like, see you doing shit, the DMs become a wild place. That's whether it's podcast, music, filming, the DMs become a wild place. Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah, the DMs.
I seen this shit. Emmanuel Hudson had posted this tweet the other day. Excuse me. He was like, I just want a shorty who doesn't have to record or take a picture of everything.
Right.
Is that so fucking hard? Yeah, take a picture of everything.
Because everybody's scared. So they be wanting, I got the receipts. If you dealing with somebody you need receipts on,
you shouldn't be fucking dealing with
them. Fucking with them.
Like, you shouldn't have to fucking sneak pics or sneak video. For what? Like, why are you doing it?
I don't get it.
Why are you doing it?
But I understand that's how they, that's, I don't get it, but that's how they do. They so used to people taking advantage of them, and I understand it, but it's just like, stop dealing with people that take advantage of you.
That's the thing. You used to that shit with them motherfuckers. Okay, this me now. You ain't got to sneak pictures of me, baby. Like, why? Yep. This is also why I am glad I am not whoring the way I used to. Because if this was 06, 07, 08, Rob, in this climate, they got to be all over the damn internet.
I went out fucking older, bitch.
I'll be all over the internet. I'll be all over the internet, bro. It'd be so many motherfucking pictures of me sleep in chick bed or... I'm laid on her shoulder. She done fucking crypto, took a little picture like that right here. I'll be all over there fucking.
But see, I always made sure I fuck with solid women. So I ain't never really worried about that type of stuff. Like, I always made sure, like, I need to know who you are before. Mm-hmm. Like, how many one night stands have you had? Where it's just like, I hit one time and I never saw them again. I probably only had...
Three.
Well, so the one night stands I had, I talked to, well, so I had one true one night stand, mm-hmm. But then I had a couple where it's like, I knew them. We talked and then we fucked once and then we never talked again. Mm-hmm. I've had like maybe two of those, but I don't really just do that type of stuff. So like the women that I fuck with, I already know they solid. That's why you ain't gonna hear no business like that about me. Like, you ain't gonna hear nothing, and I ain't gonna hear, you ain't gonna hear nothing about them from me. Cause it's just like, we made sure we had our moments, and that was what it was, and we good to each other, and we done.
Yeah. The three I had, I didn't know them from a fucking can of paint. One happened at a party.
Oh.
Another one happened, like, I pulled up at a little house function, and the other one was on some club shit.
Yeah.
When I was in my club days or whatever. And, yeah. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even with, like, women that I've dealt with, I've always been the type to where, yo, I'm not finna tell all my fucking business. If we dealing with each other or whatever, that's not like for, especially if like we just started dealing with each other, I'm not finna just put that shit out there. Like, oh, posting 1,000 pictures and shit like that for what? Baby, I've known you for 2 weeks. What's the rush? Mm-hmm. And even like on some serious shit, I don't immediately, as soon as we make it official, jump into posting pictures.
Right.
I wait a strong, it's been up to like 6-7 months before I post a picture. Because I want to make sure that shit is like, all right, this could go somewhere. Not the first month we together, I'm posting pictures of you, and then the next month we broke up.
Yeah. Plus, I need to know how you act.
Exactly.
That'd be my thing. Like, I got myself under control.
Hey.
I don't know how you act when you find somebody of worth. Like,
yeah.
Do you just post everybody? Because I don't want to be the everybody.
Yeah, fuck post, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you were just posting Jamal last week. Now you want to post me there with
right.
Like, hell no, really. Oh, shit, no. You got to post everything, bro. That shit's annoying as hell. I don't understand motherfuckers that just they don't know how to keep everything just between y'all. Like, it's always got to involve other people.
Because they don't believe themselves. So they be trying to be like, you see the proof?
Yeah.
You saw when I did?
Oh, well, I asked such and such, and they said, I don't give a fuck.
Remember
about what
when?
They said.
Like,
yeah.
I remember because I was there. Why? Who are you talking to?
Fuck about other people, bro.
Who is this for?
Oh, well, I asked my friends, and my friends told, but that what the fuck your friends supposed to say?
Yeah.
Your friend's supposed to tell you, oh, fuck that nigga, he wrong and this. That's what the fuck they supposed to say. And that's what they gonna say.
Yeah.
But a lot of y'all women don't know. Now, some of y'all friends, they're saying, girl, fuck that nigga. But they trying to fuck your nigga.
Oh, them facts.
I've been in a couple of situations them like that. Facts. Which they have told her, like, hey, man, girl, fuck that nigga, you don't need him. And then try to backdoor, like, you okay, brother? Man, get your fucking Hollywood Hogan ass on my brother shit, man. Fuck out of here, baby.
You okay, brother?
Yeah, you okay, brother. Man, you don't get your ass on my damn face. Like, baby, I know you don't like me. Don't do
right,
this shit.
Right, right,
don't do this shit.
Right.
I don't understand. I don't think I've probably been in one, maybe two relationships where I can say I was actually cool with my girl's friends. All the shit. Friend with you, motherfucker.
I'm cool. I'm gonna be cool with you, but I already know what's up.
They play that whole brother shit, baby. I know you don't like me. Stop right. That shit.
But you already know how I am. I don't believe in male women. Yeah, so the minute you call me brother, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. See what type of vibe you on.
How am I your brother? I've done nothing for you.
See what type of vibe you on.
I've done zero for you.
Yeah.
And you calling me your brother already.
Just because I'm giving you your friend pipe.
Yeah, come you just now. Fine. You don't.
Come on now.
I'm good on that shit.
Fuck out of here, man. My blood's starting to boil. My nigga.
Well, I only started right here. I wasn't a full bottle, nigga. But I'm trying to debate if I need to go get something else for the rest of the night. I'm going to go get some beer. I don't know. I don't need no more liquor.
No, you don't.
But I need to drink some more tonight. I'm on vacay. I ain't got nowhere to be. Chilling.
You finna finish that off?
Yes. 9:30.
Boy, I wish, nigga, that I gave up fried food, liquor, edibles.
You didn't give up fried food
because
I saw the post of the Dirty South. We had like the fries with the ranch.
I didn't get them. I said I'm gonna cheat on my diet. I didn't.
Yeah.
Do it.
Oh.
I ain't do it. I ain't do it. They were closed. Hey, I got on Yelp and look, nigga. Because I was sure if it had been that corner, but
where this shit at? Because this is on the south side.
Jonesboro. Jonesboro, wing and wheat. Oh, boy.
Did DoorDash open tonight?
Boy, nigga. 20 piece fries for $10.
Is DoorDash working at that hour?
Mm-hmm.
You look real quick. Because,
boy, bro, I look, nigga. I showed them, look, I was sure finna been in that corner, but them motherfuckers closed.
It sounded like your type of meal, too. I'm like, yeah, oh, yeah. He got that. I like, yeah. Oh, that he got that.
I was gonna get it, boy. I was gonna get it. I promise you I would.
What it called again?
Wings and wheat. Hold up. Let me go to, I got it in my saved, my bookmarks right here. I got too much sex shit bookmark. I can't be retweeted.
Hey, while you looking it up, I signed up for Cougar the Cougar app today.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I just want to. I'm off. I was like, let me see who around here. I deleted it shortly after because I see why the bitches on that app because they can't get no dick. I was like, yeah. I want that box though where the fry would intermingle. Right, that one. So, yes. What is
honey, garlic, ranch, lemon pepper, dirty box.
Dirty box.
Dirty box. It's the one time I say I like some dirty right. box. Yeah. And they said they got a peach crack drink. Oh shit, they pigeon went up here last time I looked. Oh Lord, have mercy. They got the buffalo fry with them all.
They're the one I want. I want that one. I want that box.
Good God almighty.
Wings and
I'm pulling wheat, them
you said.
Wings yeah, and is it real?
Wings, wheat. I don't know. Wings, wheat.
Boy. Law, immersive.
Let's see, Southside Wings. Okay, they not on DoorDash.
2779 Mount Zion Parkway, Jonesboro, Georgia.
Oh, they down. Mount Zion, oh, yeah, they ain't going to come here. Mount Zion Parkway, yeah, they down there. Yeah,
you going to have to pick that up.
Yeah.
But these motherfuckers look good, oh boy. Yeah, whole wing, chicken breast, tenders. Oh, that shit, though.
But I'm hungry as fuck right now. God damn it.
They wouldn't lie to me because a 10-piece, $5.
Chicken only?
Yeah, and then add some, make it a combo with just $2.50.
Mm-hmm, $7.50.
Man, come on, bro. Ooh, that 20-piece and oh, Lord, have mercy.
How long you been on the diet?
Just a week. I started last Monday, started working out and everything last Monday and shit, so... It actually hasn't been that hard. Like I'm falling more in love with vegetables and shit, bro. I've gotten like an addiction to grilled vegetables. And so it hasn't been that hard for real. You know, Chuckles sending me them coupons and shit. You know how I feel about Chuckles, so that's just every time I get one
of throw the whole coupon away.
Top three burger joints. You know what Stop. I'm saying? Blunt. Top three. I'm still on that.
Hey, and matter of fact, earlier last week you making some real outlandish posts.
Uh-oh.
I remember. I'm trying to remember what it was about. And I was just like, okay, he just trolling again.
I know. No, I was dead ass. I know one of them I said something about beef jerky. That was true, though, bro.
Who eats beef jerky?
Who the fuck? Nigga, if you eat beef jerky, like, you eat Play-Doh.
Beef
like,
jerky?
You eat dirt. Like, you eat... who the fuck? Beef jerky? No.
What's wrong with beef jerky?
That's, no. What's the purpose of beef jerky?
It's a lot of protein and not a lot of fat.
Hell no. No.
That wasn't even the bad one. It was another one you were wilding on. I was like, I ain't even going to entertain you. What you said? It was like, if you eat this, the McDonald's one.
Still a fact.
When the last thing you had McDonald's?
Oh, Lord.
So you can't talk about it. That's what I'm saying.
But that's why I can.
McDonald's be busting.
Man, hell nah, bro.
You got McDonald's fucked up.
Hell nah.
You got
McDonald's.
Hey, they don't switch them burgers up.
I don't believe that shit.
Shit.
It was that about McDonald's is fucking full of shit also. And I said the same thing about Oreos. I said that's say Oreos. Who the fuck, why y'all eating Oreos? Oreos, top three trash cookies ever. Ever. Them and them fucking, what them shits
were. You better not say it.
Oh, what were them damn cookies?
You talking about the fudge rounds, are you?
Okay. Oh my God. Snickerdoodles.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, Snickerdoodles. Snickerdoodles.
I don't even know what that type of cookie is.
Snickerdoodles. I was like, bro, like, man, y'all crazy as hell.
But the disrespect on the Oreo is
top
nuts.
Three nastiest cookies, bro.
So when you get blizzards from Dairy Queen or whatever.
Here's my...
Oh, here we go. But you eat them in that, though.
Here's my fix. Listen to me. Nah. Cookies and cream ice cream is okay.
Cap. But is it capper?
Listen.
Cap.
Listen. I will eat the ice cream, the cookies and cream ice cream. But I'm not finna just fucking sit here, take an Oreo, and just eat that shit.
Well,
that's disgusting.
You don't do Oreos like that. Anybody eat Oreos? No, you twist them off. You lick the frosting. You put it back together, dump it in milk, and then you eat it.
Ain't doing all that. You know, you want to know what's number one cookie? Ever?
All right.
Soft chocolate chip. The chewy chocolate chip.
The red pack?
Yes.
Chips Ahoy?
Yes.
Red pack?
Yes. Come on now.
Do you heat them up or you just...
Hell yeah.
Okay. I'm with you.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
I like the blue pack chips, Joy.
That's straight.
And man. I heat them up too.
For real.
But I dump them in milk as well. I
ain't never done that with a blue pack.
Ooh, I ain't made it so bad. I don't.
Come on now.
I ain't mad at the salt batch. That ain't my favorite cookie though.
That my favorite, bro. Them fucking salt, them chewy, man.
I like the one in the white pack. Keebler is the Keebler. Uh-huh. Not necessarily the ones with the M&Ms in them, but it's like the Keebler something. And they just they hard, but they soft. They got a good texture to them.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Why are you looking at that? You got to get rid of one of them. Which one is it? Friday, House Party, Coming to America, or Life?
I saw that.
I say it, bro. I'll get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I skipped it too.
Get rid of me.
The only one that I could think about. And it hurts.
You better not.
The only one I could think about getting rid of would be House Party.
I could see that in a way. I thought you was about to say Coming to America.
Nigga, what? I just 2 weeks ago on my podcast, I bigged it up as the greatest movie ever.
I could see that, but I couldn't get rid of none of them, bro. Oh, there it is. People who eat McDonald's are psychopaths. Ain't nobody changed my mind about this.
Go get a number one. Go get the quarter pound with cheese and the fries hot.
I would pick the goat checkers over McDonald's any day.
Checkers not a goat.
The goat. The goat. Checkers, Whataburger, White Castle.
You still ain't had cheeseburger, Bobby's?
I don't know, bro. I want to say I have. I think it's been like some years ago, though. Like, I'm talking about like 06, 07. Like, it's been since then. Because I think they got one out East Chase in Montgomery, and I went in there and did some type of fucking burger challenge they got. Where I ate this big ass burger at like a record time. They put my picture on the wall and all that. I've been doing challenges with food for years.
Yeah.
Like I did that Blazing Wings challenge at Buffalo Wild Wings. Mm-hmm. Did that shit in like 3 minutes and some. Drove back from Florence, ad hole on fire. Speaking of Blazing Wing.
I'm ready. I'm ready. This right here. They done changed the package to yellow now, but them the cookies. Them the best ones
Chips out. Chips Deluxe original.
Them the best ones out.
Them Keeblers?
Them the best ones. You dump them bitches in milk. It's a wrap.
Might have to try them out, big dog. On my cheat day. Can my cheat day be on Sunday? Might have to try them out.
Them the ones.
Because I don't use the fuck with Keebler like that for real, but I'll try them out. I love chocolate chip anyway.
Yeah. They hard, but they soft. Like, they ain't hard like Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
But they ain't soft like the soft batch. Mm. They like in between. They so good, man. Mm. Them the ones.
Yeah, I'm going to try them out.
Because I thought you about to shit on these. And I'm going to be like, you got to stop them. Damn it. It was just up. Sweet treats. Dumb.
I'm going to be real with you, Chief.
I tie them up, too.
I'm going to be real with you. Them in my top five of trash. My top five of trash.
You ain't heating them up right.
Them in my top five of trash. Top five of trash. Yeah. They straight, but if you put a bunch of cookies in front of me, I ain't picking them up right now.
Yeah, they ain't the one I'm going to go to first.
Yeah.
That's true, too. Yeah. But you gotta put some respect on Oreos.
Nah,
you have to. You have to. You got a line.
Nah,
the
man.
Cream by itself. The cream's so good at Oreos, they make it double stuffed Oreos. That's how hard Oreos are.
Double stuffed trash, too. I got two trash bags for your double stuff. Shit's trash, bro. Shit's trash. Shit's trash. That shit's trash, man. Did you ever use the Easy Rolls? No.
Too much white for me. Nah, I ain't never eaten. Nah, I don't even know what them is. What is that?
Nigga, it was one of the best candy bars, like, ever.
Nah.
I still got Sneaker Bar as a top candy bar. Chocolate candy bar. Sneaker number one.
It ain't number one. Stop, man. Number one. Stop. Sneaker stop. One.
What's beating it? What's beating
Kit Kat.
Fuck out of
Kit Kat all day. All day, every day.
Sneakers, I said sneakers, not sneakers. Sneakers, number one. Twix, number two.
Oh, I'm with you with that. Twix, number two.
Number two.
Kit Kat one, Twix number two for me.
Sneaker number one, Twix number two. That's not really a bar, but Reese's Cup number three.
You got damn right. That'll be number, yeah.
Kit Kat number four for me. Kit Kat number four for me. And then number five, I'm putting them zero right there.
Don't even know what them is. They don't even exist no more. That's how trash they were.
I thought that they didn't, but people were coming like, man, yeah, they're still around. I ain't seen them ever.
Yeah, because nobody want them.
But them sneaker ball, though, and they got them in white chocolate now, too. Lord have mercy.
I don't like white chocolate. I like black chocolate. I'm going to put, see, you fucking up.
I know what you're talking about.
Them.
I know what you're talking about, but
Them. Mm-mm. I put Crackle. And that motherfucker?
Hell no. That ain't top five.
Well, my top. All right, so I'm going to put Kit Kat, Reese's, mm-hmm. Twix, mm-hmm. Snickerdoo Bus.
Come on now.
They do bus.
Come on now. Shit, jail.
I if not Crackle Crunch. I like Nestle Crunch a lot.
I fuck with Nestle. Oh, shit. How the fuck did I forget Mr. Goodball?
My mama loved Mr. Goodbar.
I forgot about that.
My mama used to love Mr. Goodbar.
Oh, I'm putting that at 5, 0, and 6. Yeah, bro. Mr. Goodbar be hitting. Them motherfuckers be hitting, boy.
I like Mr. Goodbar. They ain't mad
come
at
on
it.
Now. Come on now.
Can we talk about Eminem, though? What they be doing? Come on. Eminem be doing some stuff.
They have been doing some shit lately.
Eminem be.
they have been doing some stuff now.
They bust.
Come on now.
Anybody put Almond Joy in Mounds, I'd be like, man, okay.
On, you got to fucking relax. Yeah. You niggas are disgusting.
Snickers do bust, though.
Yeah, man. Number one, bro. Number one, bro.
I eat Reese's Cup all fucking day before I touch a Snickers.
I eat all them, though. That my shit. That is my shit. Oh, Lord, I just seen it down. Cookies and cream, red velvet brown. See, this the shit I be talking about right here. And I'm doing good. I've been doing damn good. Hear this shit go. Oh boy. Yeah.
What you doing over there?
I just tapped that thing.
Alright, we about to wrap this up. Any other thing we gotta talk about? You gotta get your candy bar list up, cause Snickers not it.
I have a 10 that time we
top 10 candies.
Mm-hmm.
Where you put Butterfinger? Shit. Butterfinger low-key slept.
I'm going to be real with you. Butterfinger ain't even in my top 15.
They low-key slept.
I used to eat them when I was younger just because of Bart Simpson.
Right.
But once I got old, I was like, this shit really ain't good.
They be slapping.
This shit really ain't good.
I'm not really a candy person, so yeah. I may be out of touch, but I remember Butterfinger low-key. I used to like whatchamacallits. Nestle Crunch used to be my shit, though.
I used to fuck them up, too. Hershey Almond, I used to fuck them up, too. It's just something about just... Well, that wasn't going to sound good, so I'm not going to say that. Yeah, the statement wasn't going to sound good.
Yeah.
It still wasn't going to sound good.
You just like the nuts.
I was about to say, I didn't like the shit with nuts in it. And mm-hmm. then, you know, motherfucker would go, oh, boy, you need to say no. Man, fuck you.
Right, we're grown.
Grown-ass man.
We're grown and not gay. Everybody
stupid,
know.
Stupid son, bitch.
Snickers do bust, though. I do number fuck one. With Snickers, though.
Number one.
I think Snickers would tell you they ain't number one.
I think that they would tell you they are. Especially with their white chocolate one. Come
Everybody
on,
know Reese's is number one. That's why they keep making renditions of it. Reese's Pieces. Mm-hmm. Reese's Bites. The King, like, they keep making them. They know.
Yeah, Snicker man. Snicker ball.
Ain't nothing like peeling that wrap around the side.
Come on now.
Eating them corners.
Talk to him.
Biting that peanut butter.
talk to him.
Kit Kat, though, for me. I bite around.
You like the white chocolate one?
I ain't had them yet. Oh, but I got the mint ones downstairs.
So you ain't tried the birthday cake when either of you?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker buzzing, boy. They got a motherfucker that apple pie. I ain't tried the apple pie one yet. Apple pie. They got that, too.
Too much.
Yeah. They got that, too.
All right, man. We out of here.
Shout out to the ass eaters of the world.
You gotta stop with that.